This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. It's a Saturday evening of high school action from the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee to present the Bodkin's New Knoxville Interconference matchup here tonight. Should be a fine game. The 1994 state tournament Botkins team will be recognized at the half of the varsity tilt, and we'll be talking about that great Trojans club throughout the evening. We'll highlight the coaches for you and the players on that squad. This year's Botkins team comes into the game improving 2-6 mark, 1-4 in the Shelby County League, having played Rushi and Jackson Center very close in the last couple weeks, losing to Rushi 65-60 on December 14th, and Jackson Center last night 51-44. Botkins owns a league victory on the road at Houston 52-35. Meanwhile, a rebuilding year of sorts for New Knoxville under new head coach Mike Pyatt. Mike has been around, coached at a number of schools, had a coaching stint at Layman Catholic. Chuck McBee, my partner, remembers the days of Mike Pyatt. He put some good Layman clubs on the floor.
Yeah, he had a nice run at Layman, kind of a tough place to coach.
Yep.
A lot of pressure on you there to keep everybody happy, and I think that's what happened to Mike there. But he's an outstanding coach, and like you said, it's a rebuilding time for them. They're pretty young, but if anybody's going to get the job done, it'll be Mike. It's going to take him a year or so to get it going. But
and speaking of new coaches, a new man here at Botkins taking over for Brett Meyer after 15 years. He did a splendid job here at Botkins, did Brett. Sean Powell, who has formerly coached the last 4 years at Lima Perry. Sean, by the way, scored more than 1,000 points in his basketball career at Shawnee High School in Lima.
Oh.
And then played in college at Wabash Valley Community College and at Henry Ford Community College. After that, he worked as a volunteer coach at Shawnee, then spent a year there as a varsity assistant. He's been a JV coach, or he was a JV coach at Perry the last 4 years. This is his first varsity effort. He leads the Botkins program, and it's a team which has improved over the month of December. Brett Meyer turning over the reins to Coach Sean Perry, or I should say Coach Sean Powell from Lima Perry. I saw Brett here tonight. He's got a son now playing on the JVs.
Yeah, he does. Seems like we've seen that little kid around the gym forever.
I talked to Sean Powell about 10 minutes ago. He's excited. He's got a son who will become eligible. He transferred
January 12th.
Yeah. There's talent here. It's a young Botkins team still, and it still is a small Botkins team. It will start the 6'4 or 6'5 performer in the opening quintet. But Botkins simply has not been blessed with size. Head coach Brett Meyer got about as much out of his talent as he could over that decade and a half. And now it's Coach Powell's turn, and it's a speedy team, a lot of emphasis on defense. Ball handling is crucial. And you'll see Botkins run up and down the floor when the Trojans get the opportunity. You can't help but be impressed, Chuck, by last night's game. 16-2 start for Jackson Center. Botkins rallied and made it a two-possession contest with a minute to go before losing by 7 right here against Scott Elkridge, Jackson Center Tigers.
Well, I mean, the Jackson Center's got one of the top three teams in the league this year. So that's a nice cosmetic game for them. I'm sure at some point they're going to want to get past the cosmetic part and put some W's on there. But I remember a couple of names from last year, Zane Paul and Tyler Free. Now they're sophomores. They got a year in. They were starters as freshmen.
Yep.
And now they start another freshman in Jaden Wendell, who's averaging 6.3 a game. So three of their top scorers are sophomores and a freshman. That bodes well for the future. And when the coach's son, Jaden Pretty, gets out here, he's also just a sophomore. But I've heard that the kid's got a little bit of talent.
Yes. Sean Powell, new head coach here at Botkins, has started out training players in his basketball professional career. And he said, that brought me back to the love of hoops. After my first year of volunteering, I felt a real passion for basketball, and I just knew that coaching was something I wanted to pursue. And he's got his head coaching job right here at Botkins. And the pipeline's not bare. There's a lot of talent all the way down to the seventh grade. It's got to be nurtured, brought along. Everybody loves to shoot the basketball. Coach Powell has got to instill defense, that's for sure.
Well, absolutely. There's only one ball out there, and you got to learn to share it. That's what I think Anna does so well. They've got three young men that are absolutely outstanding scorers, and the role players for Anna have bought into what they need to do to make the team as successful as it can be, and that's made them a pretty good basketball team this year. That's what Botkins is going to have to instill in their kids.
Speaking of Anna, Chuck, that is the lone common opponent for these two clubs who are battling head-to-head tonight, Botkins and New Knoxville. Now, Botkins was beaten by Anna in the opener on November 30th by a final score of 72-46. And in similar fashion, Anna disposed of New Knoxville. That final was 78-39. Nothing to be gleaned from those two scores. New Knoxville has dropped 5 of 6, as I noted. The lone win at home over Waynesfield Goshen, 40-35. The Rangers have dropped their last two at Lima Temple, 56-39, and at St. Mary's, 58-34. This is one Botkins needs to win, Chuck, because I did some research before arriving here tonight. I went from last year, 2017-18, all the way back to the 2002-2003 season. Botkins won 2 years ago here, 53-46, and then New Knoxville won about 16 games in a row over Botkins, going all the way back to 2002-2003 when Botkins won in this gym in overtime, 61-60. And New Knoxville simply had a crush on Botkins, and the average margin of victory was 20 points, 20 points from the year 2003 all the way through the 2015-16 season. Botkins owes New Knoxville one tonight.
Well, I mean, in a year where you got this many young kids and you're changing the system, you're doing things differently, there are certain great games on your schedule. You don't tell the kids this. There's certain games on your schedule you look down and you go, that's a game that we have to win, because if you're going to have a successful season, you've got to win the games that you should win, and then you need to knock off one or two to get yourself a good record.
And head coach Brett Meyer, who was here for 15 years, did a pretty good job at that. Outside the Shelby County League, he had a stellar mark, was always well above 500. What gave Coach Meyer difficulty was the Shelby County League play on the road at the likes of Anna, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, and Rushi year in, year out. In fact, Botkins' last winning season overall was 2012-13. When under Coach Meyer, Botkins went 16-9, 7-5 in the Shelby County League, and lost in the sectional final. So Botkins has got some good years coming up. There is talent on the way. So have patience for Coach Sean Powell and the Botkins Trojans.
Right. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. You just watch this. And I was really impressed with the two kids last year playing as freshmen. They got some lumps because you're going to as a freshman in the Shelby County League. But those kids are going to remember that. And as they go up through their career, it's going to bode well for them for sure.
As you mentioned, Chuck, on paper, it's still a young Botkins team this year. But these Trojans players got tons of experience last season playing around Spencer Euchre, a young man whom Coach Meyer had to play in the post. He's only 6'1", and he's back there down inside quite a bit this year. We'll announce Coach Spencer, or I should say player Spencer Euchre's name, quite a bit tonight. He's at 12 points per outing, 6'1" senior. Jacob Plyben, just a freshman, 7 points a game, 6'5". He'll start tonight. Josh Madden gets the nod, 6'2" senior, 3 points a game. Elliot Gubo, Zane Paul, the other two starters, averaging 5 and 7 respectively. Jaden Wendell comes off the bench, 5'9" super frosh, averaging 7 points a game as Wendell.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you look at their stats, except for Gubo, they do not shoot the three well at all. He's at almost 40%, but he's taken most of the threes. So that's something where they got to have good shot selection tonight. And if they do that, there's no reason that Botkins doesn't get this win.
And the Trojans have relied on the three-point shot the last several seasons, haven't shot it real well. That's got to change over the next few years. Botkins needs to employ a little more of an inside-outside attack and get additional points in the paint. We'll have starting lineups for you in just a moment and the tip. When we come back, it's Botkins entertaining the visiting New Knoxville Rangers, whom I don't see out there on the floor at the moment. But it should be a fine game, and we've got starters next on Scores Broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. New Knoxville Rangers have entered the hardwood. Bodkins Trojans are around first-year head coach Sean Powell to our left. Good crowd on hand here tonight for this Saturday night tilt at Bodkins. The Trojans against the Rangers. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We never could have gotten off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com back in 2007 without the founding support of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which came to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, way back in 1982. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Those are our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And wouldn't you know it, they have turned out the lights here at Bodkins. We're going to highlight the Bodkins Trojans opening five for you. If I can see the score sheet, we know that Elliot Dubo is one of the five starting here this evening for the Bodkins Trojans. Gubo, a junior. Zane Paul, a sophomore, opens up in the beginning five. Spencer Euchre, a senior, leading the club in scoring at double digits. Tyler Free, a sophomore, starts, as does Jacob Plyman, who is a 6'4.5" freshman. You'll see Jaden Wendell, a freshman, off the bench right away. And as we've talked about, Chuck, new head coach Sean Powell from Lima Perry. It's a Bodkins team, which despite experience a year ago, is still young on paper. It's a team that's improved a lot, and we expect to see a continuation of that here tonight. The 1994 State Tournament Bodkins team will be honored here at the half of this game. It was a club that went 21-6 back in the 93-94 season. lost to Worthington Christian in an extremely high-scoring game in the state semifinal. After winning regional contests over Twin Valley South and Minster, a district victory over Madeira, a sectional final triumph over Rushi, the Botkins did not win the Shelby County League that year. Trojans went 9-3, lost to Rushi, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center, but came on strong toward the end of the regular season, won their last seven regular season contests en route to a state tourney run, losing in the state semis, as I mentioned. Head coach of that club was Tony Rogers. Assistants, Brett Meyer, about whom we've spoken already tonight. 15-year head coach here at Botkins was Brett. Terry Finkenbein, also an assistant on that club. Terry now, I think, is the JV coach at Anna.
Correct.
Yeah. Players on that Botkins 94 state tournament team, Jeff King, Pat Bueller, Jesse Kreitzer, Mike Maurer, former girls coach here at Botkins, Keelan Munger, Jason Rickert, Trevor Rogers, Josh Steinke, Jason Wendell, Jeremy Vick, and Phil Vihorn.
I remember a lot of those names. That was a very talented team.
That sure was. They could put points on the board in rapid-fire order. Opening tip to start our varsity tilt tonight after a two-quarter JV game is won by Botkins. Ball batted deep into backcourt, where it's tracked down on the play by Zane Paul. Paul on the give to Euchre. Euchre stumbles into the lane, flips it off into the right corner to Gubo. Back out 20 feet away to Paul. They work it right to left. Ball rotated far corner. Then it goes down on the block to Gubo. He fires opposite to Paul. He tries to light it up from three-point land, and it rolled off the ring. Chuck, is it my eyesight, or are these new Knoxville numbers really tough to read?
It's gray on red, so yeah, they're not real easy to see.
And the gray is kind of a hazy gray. It almost blends in with the red. They're not outlined in white. New Knoxville with the ball, top of the circle. It's Zach Davis. Davis has the ball 25 feet away for the Rangers. Leading scorer on this team, by the way, is Jared Osborne, 6'2", senior guard. New Knoxville, very patient offensive style of play. And we'll see New Knoxville work it around very deliberately all night long. Rangers have it deep in the right corner. It goes on the play to 5'9 guard Patrick Covert, and he fumbles it out of bounds in the corner after New Knoxville whisked about 45 seconds off the clock. Nobody scored a point in this game so far. Here comes New Knoxville down the floor. 25 feet away, or I should say, Botkins down the floor. Top of the circle, it is Gubo. Outside the arc on the right to Paul. Deep in the right corner, it's fed on the play to Josh Madden, broken up by New Knoxville. Good steal by the Rangers. And then New Knoxville heaves a bad pass. Botkins intercepts. Quickly, forecourt right, Madden. Baseline. Flips it opposite left corner for a triple. Good! A long ranger by a Trojan. Get that, Chuck?
That was Gubo.
Gubo made it. A long ranger by a Trojan.
Those are not easy numbers to catch either.
No, That shot by Gubo was up in the air in the stratosphere about as high as it was long. A 22-footer that traveled 25 feet up. Here's the Knoxville forecourt right. Open player takes a jumper. It's Osborne. Missed it strong. Botkins fouls on the rebound on the inside. We played 2.5 minutes. It's 3-0 Botkins on the long three-pointer. Jared Osborne, leading scorer, about 10.5 points a game for New Knoxville, is joined by Zach Davis at a guard. Patrick Covert at a guard. Also in the opening five is Sammy Anspaugh. He's a 6'4 forward. And the fifth starter is Andrew Poppy, 6 feet 3 inches tall, spelled P-O-P-P-E, but pronounced Poppy. The free throw shooter Anspaugh for New Knoxville was clobbered on the arm in the act, according to the official. He made one, missed one, and then quickly down the floor comes Botkins, and it's a formidable post-up move. Very well done. Kleiman on the inside, powers to the rim. Formidable play by him. 5-1 in favor of Botkins by 4. 5:18 left opening quarter. Here's New Knoxville with a wild pass broken up by Botkins. New Knoxville gets it back. Long three-point try missed by Anspaugh. And the rebound comes down to Botkins. Quickly, four-court left. Botkins up four. Penetrating the lane is Zane Paul. Leaves it in the corner for a teammate, and the Rangers kick it out of bounds. Couple of first-year head coaches for these two clubs. Sean Powell for Botkins. Mike Pyatt for New Knoxville. Botkins wearing the white gold numerals trimmed in black. New Knoxville, the road red with dark gray numerals that are difficult to decipher. Botkins inbounding top of the circle. It is Jacob Plyman, the ninth grader, with the ball on a weave to Paul. 5-1, Botkins on top, 4:42 left in the first.
Well, New Knoxville is playing in matchup zone, so they're playing a 2-3, but they're playing man-to-man in their area.
Botkins freed up a player behind the arc on the right flank. It was Paul, but he hurled up a long triple, was strong, and the Rangers come down with the board. Four court, two are left. It's Anspaugh outside the arc to Covert. Covert fakes the dish. Rotates the ball into the lane to a teammate, right back to Covert. 10-footer in front, hits the ring, bounds down to Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Paul up the floor. Quick triple outside the arc on the left. It is no good. Weak side rebound is good. It looked like it was Plyman again, Chuck.
That was Plyman.
After the three-point try by Madden, rolled around and came off. 7-1, Botkins up 6. New Knoxville out of control at midcourt. Here's a swipe. Taken away by Madden. Down the floor, all the way to the rack. Up and good. Botkins bolts to a 9-1 lead. New Knoxville having difficulty. Rangers in backcourt. Finally beat Botkins' pressure. Almost a steal by Madden again. Deep in the left corner, New Knoxville. Here's a fake. A drive into the lane. A collision. Contact occurs. Foul on Botkins. Let's see if New Knoxville was shooting. I believe so. Rangers at the stripe. Players went flopping in the paint that time. Collision developed. Jared Osmond's got two for New Knoxville. He misfires short. Substitution for Botkins. Jaden Wendell is in, and Zane Paul is out. We talked about Wendell earlier, a freshman, 7 points a game. Second free throw good by New Knoxville. 9-2, Trojans, 3:25 left here in the opening stanza. It's Paul on the arc. It was Agubo who checked out for Botkins for Wendell. Cross-court pass, touched by New Knoxville. Botkins gets it back. Right side of the floor, Paul goes baseline. He's doubled. Heaves it cross-court to Euchre. Euchre penetrates the paint. Oh, he navigates the middle of the floor and banked it in right in front. Spencer Euchre with a nice move. 11-2, Botkins up 9. 2:54 left to go here in the opening quarter. And New Knoxville guilty of palming the basketball in backcourt. Turnover, Zach Davis. Botkins enjoys a 9-point lead, Chuck, in 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, they're offensively, they've started out very strong.
Zane Paul inbounds right below the basket, intended on the play for Madden, and it's tapped out of bounds by New Knoxville. Playmaker for the Trojans, below the rim on the right is Paul. Ball fed into the paint, then on the arc to Wendell. Wendell veers off into the left corner. Ball rotated quickly around the top to Paul. Now it goes on the play to Plyman. Bounce pass left corner, Zane Paul. Matchup zone by New Knoxville. Botkins loops it across the top of the zone and sinks the three from the far left side. It's Jaden Wendell who popped in a high archer. 14-2, Botkins up a dozen. New Knoxville being challenged in backcourt, once again having difficulty as Covert. He flips a pass up ahead into the corner to Anspaugh, into the paint area. Twisting move by Zach Davis, a little heavy on the shot. Rebound Botkins. Down the floor, Zane Paul. Cross court to Wendell, back to Paul. Shot fake, foul line. Navigates the middle, goes to Plyman in the right corner, and he coughed up the ball. New Knoxville's got it. 14-2, Botkins up a dozen. A minute 50 left opening period. And this one new Knoxville player, Chuck, has a tendency to make a real eye dribble and turn it over. It's called for the second time on Covert.
they don't normally call that unless you gain advantage, and nobody's really guarding him. I'm not sure that's not a little ticky-tack at this point.
It was a subtle violation, and you're right. He wasn't using it to penetrate the lane and get free and have an advantage whatsoever. Here's Botkins, forecourt right, open player just inside the arc, hitting the shot. In off the bench, Tyler Free, a sophomore, a six-footer, 7 points a game. It was a long deuce. Good penetration by Wendell, who left it behind him for the three-point shooter who knocked it down, and Botkins is rolling 16-2. We played just short of 7 minutes.
They probably liked the way Jackson started the game against them last night, and they thought they'd try it.
You're exactly right. Jackson Center opened up a 14-point cushion against Botkins last evening, 16-2, before Botkins roared back. Here's a steal by the Trojans. Forecourt right, another three ball. Good! Tyler Free drains it. And the Botkins Trojans are ripping the cords. 19-2 advantage. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. New Knoxville inside court is pressured, and a Ranger steps out of bounds.
Well, they were shooting very poorly as a team so far this year, shooting threes. They got three of them here in the first quarter.
And I tell you what, New Knoxville may have to change up its defense, Chuck. Any signs of that?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, you might as well change it up at this point.
Right.
Play some man-to-man, see what you can get accomplished.
35 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. A nice screen on the arc for Jaden Wendell, and he pops home another one. A trifecta for Wendell. He's an outstanding young ninth-grade shooter for the Botkins Trojans. Here's New Knoxville whipping pressure, hustling down the floor in a hurry. Jared Osborne shoots, misses, and then sticks it back in. 22-4, Botkins. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Ball loose at midcourt. Players go sprawling for it. It's in backcourt. And with 6.4 to go, it's a tie-up. It will be New Knoxville possession. 22-4 in favor of the Trojans. And tell you what, Chuck, it's a small sample size. We've seen a quarter. We know that Botkins gave Jackson Center and Rushi trouble already this year. I've got to believe Botkins can win three or four in the league this season.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're so young.
Last few seconds of the first quarter, a shot by New Knoxville is pumped up there by Andrew Poppy. It's a little hard off the backboard. No good. The buzzer sounds, and Botkins sprints to the sidelines with a 22-4 lead after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And thanks so much to additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, go Goffney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And would you believe it, up 22-4 after one quarter, Botkins lights it up with another three, Chuck, to start the second. Who drained that one?
That was the freshman Wendell, hit his third.
Wow, Wendell knocks down three in a row for Botkins, which is up but 21 points.
They've made five threes now. Like I said, they don't shoot them very well. I think they're 5 for 6.
Just seconds into the second quarter, head coach Mike Pyatt needs to alter that defense. He gets a timeout for New Knoxville.
Well, they're getting way too good of looks in the corner, and that's where he's going to have to shore it up a little bit.
The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, on the web with us here on scorersbroadcast.com. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Here's New Knoxville challenging. Deep three from the right corner. Good offensive possession as Sammy Enspa knocks one down. Good long-range three-pointer by him, 25-7. Bodkins had led to 21. It's now 18. We played a minute here in the second quarter. Loose leather in the lane. Two red shirts, two white shirts. It's a jump. New Knoxville possession.
Actually, both teams changed up defenses. Bodkins last time down was in a half-court trap, and New Knoxville came out playing straight man-to-man.
Here come the Rangers in backcourt. Bodkins, tenacious D so far, has given the Rangers difficulty big time. Here's Anspa, high dribble, nearly turned it over in the left corner. Fed it out back to Patrick Covert. Covert hemmed in, goes backdoor to Anspa. Out of nowhere to block it is a Trojan. Heck of a play by Zane Paul. Woo. Paul went flying through the air like Superman in a white shirt. Beauty. Inbounding is New Knoxville, baseline left of the basket. 6:39 to go in the second. 25-7 lead for Bodkins. Ball thrown into the lane. Jared Osborne's got it. Makes a pivot move. Goes up strong. Hammered on the arm. And he's awarded two. First quarter score was 22-4. And Bodkins sank a three to open up play in the second quarter to get its biggest lead of the night. 21-point lead held by Bodkins with 7.5 to go in the second. It's now 25-7, make it 25-8 as New Knoxville's Osborne hits one of two at the stripe. Here's Bodkins quickly down the floor, ball thrown into the lane. Then out of the arc to Wendell. Wendell leaves it baseline right to Madden, and it's kneed out of bounds by a Ranger player who is defending the baseline. 6:26 to go till halftime, at which the 94 state tournament Bodkins team will be recognized. Look out, Trojans inbound. Madden finds a player, Wendell, behind the screen, and he lights it up again. Swisheroo by Wendell of Bodkins from way downtown. He's red hot for the Trojans. 6:10 left to go until halftime. 28-8 in favor of Bodkins. It looks like the Trojans' first football score, Chuck. Deep in the right corner, it's Covert. Covert's hemmed in. He's used his dribble, nearly a five-second count. Bounce pass baseline right to Osborne in traffic. Lays it up and in. Good play by Jared Osborne of New Knoxville. Only starter for the Rangers, averaging in double figures. Here's Bodkins again from three-point land. Yes, again. Boy, that ball was launched in from way downtown by Smock. Connor Smock, a 5'11 sophomore. He elevated on that one. Great form. Super touch. All cord. It rolled right down through the ropes. Here's the Knoxville challenging down the floor in a hurry. Left corner jump shot pumped up there by Osborne. No good. Weak side rebound laid up by Andrew Poppy. A little hard. Rebound to Bodkins. Here's a quick fire down the right side of the floor, and New Knoxville breaks it up and goes out of bounds. The Trojans may not have been shooting threes very well coming into the game tonight, Chuck, but they're getting well in a hurry.
Well, they're getting lots of good looks at it, and that basket's got to look like a giant trash can up there to them right now.
No lid on that trash can for Bodkins here tonight. Here's a steal by New Knoxville. Rangers take it away. Dribbling up the right side goes Zach Davis. Feeds a driver coming in from the right flank. I think it's 24 Anspa, who banked it high off the window. It hung on the rim and dropped. Here's another bad pass by Bodkins. Two turnovers in a row by the Trojans. Picked off on the play by Covert of New Knoxville, which trails 31-12. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. On the arc, it's Zach Davis. Davis flips it out to Covert. Ball thrown into the lane to Anspaugh. Hook shot wide. No good. Rebound Botkins. Quickly down the floor. It's Wendell. Another three-point shot. Botkins. Look out from way downtown. It's Madden. He's got it. A skyscraper. He threw it way up in the air. And it came right down through the nylon, not touching the rim.
Eight of them now. Eight threes.
Woo!
By one, two, three, four, five different players.
Botkins is scorching the Nets tonight. 3:55 to go here in the second. 34-12 in favor of Botkins. Rangers go back door. Here's a second pass into the lane. Nice shot powered up and in by Poppy. 34-14, Botkins. All the Trojans getting the green light behind the arc. Here's a nice penetration move in the lane. Shot hits the rim and rolls up and over and through. Nice play by Tyler Free of Botkins. As he navigated the paint area and got a shot to fall. 36-14 in favor of Botkins. Here's a nice drive down the floor. All the way to the rim goes Jared Osborne. He plowed through the lane. Couldn't get it to go in there. But he was slapped across the back of the hand. And he's awarded two free ones. 3:24 to go here in the second quarter. Chuck, at this pace, Botkins might score 90 points.
They're on a roll right now, that's for sure. I don't know if they can continue to shoot threes like they are, but why not?
Woo. Man, scalding hot is Botkins from behind the arc. First free throw good by New Knoxville. Second shot hangs on the rim, and it falls. It was Osborne who got the pair. 36-16, Botkins by 20. Here's a drive by Free from the left corner into the paint area, and it's blocked, swatted away by New Knoxville, which comes down with it. Forecourt to her left, it's Osborne over guarding called against Botkins out in the arc. Yep. 36-16 lead, 20-point spread. Who would have thought it would be this lopsided?
Free should have shot that last one. He was a little too, he could have gotten to the rim. Tried to throw a pass out of it.
You know why he hesitated, Chuck? It wasn't a three ball. had it been from behind the arc, he would have let it fly. Here's New Knoxville trying to pass into the paint. Botkins anticipates and makes the steal. On a journey down the floor, it's Paul. Leaves it to Wendell behind him. He overshot it. Strong rebound in the paint area by Playman or Madden. One of the two went up strong. He was handcuffed, and he's awarded two free ones.
I think that's
Bryce Metz.
Metz,
yep.
Yeah.
Metz, a 6'1 senior. Three young men on the floor with Botkins. They've got a three in front of the number. 31, 33, 35. All three now have seen action. That was a good, strong move to the basket by Metz. He would not be denied. Earned two free throws, and he connects on the first. Second shot, Metz on the way right there as well. Botkins, with the exception of a few turnovers here in the second period, has been razor sharp here tonight. 38-16 Trojans, 2:51 left to go here in the second quarter. New Knoxville's Covert brings it down outside the arc on the left side to Anspaugh. Anspaugh on the bounce. Coming out to catch is Davis 25 feet away. Goes head of the key to Osborne. Near side, it's Anspaugh. Looks for help, gets it to a teammate, baseline left. It's Davis, goes into the paint area. It's congested, and a lot of traffic. Osborne tried to dig it off the floor. Botkins got a set of hands on it, ruled a jump, and it's Botkins' ball. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Botkins Trojans led 22-4 after one. They've stretched the lead to 38-16 since. High left, it's Plyman. Into the paint area to Metz. Ball flipped on the arc for Free. He can't hang on. Out of bounds to side court. Ball landed in the second row of bleachers. New Knoxville possession. 10 players in backcourt. Trojans continue to apply the pressure. That's going to be a mainstay all year long for head coach Sean Powell's team. He's got plenty of players to use and defend. Here's a good move by New Knoxville's Zach Davis as he took the ball on the left flank, and he darted into the lane and got the roll. Countering, quick three, Zane Paul, Botkins, no good, off the heel, long rebound, New Knoxville. Minute 52 to go, second quarter, 38-18. 20-point lead for the Trojans. Head of the key, it's Osborne. down the right side. It goes to Anspaugh. He tried to force one up. Short corner. Ball deflected by Botkins. It rolls out to midcourt. Gathered there by Davis. Rangers still control. Right side to Anspaugh. And we've got traffic below the basket. Shove committed by Botkins.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Zane Paul. He thought he was going to get away with one. But I used to teach my kids, nobody gets a free run through the lane. You better put something on him. He did, but got caught.
38-18. Botkins a 20-point lead. Whistle blows. Botkins may get a substitution here after all as Jaden Wendell comes back on the court, replacing Tyler Free. Botkins under first-year head coach Sean Powell from Lima Perry. And it's a team that likes to run and shoot the three. They've done both well here tonight. Not defending the inbounds play on that effort, though. Knoxville got the layup. Nicely done on the inside by Anspaugh. And then countering in a hurry is Zane Paul for Botkins, a pull-up J from 17.
That was Wendell, and the reason I bring that up is because it wasn't a three.
No. It was Wendell who made the two-pointer, not Paul. And you're right, Chuck, it was about an 18-footer. He knocked it down, countering the new Knoxville basket right away. A minute 12 to go in the second quarter. It's 40-20. Errant pass by New Knoxville at midcourt. Wendell on the pick. He runs up the floor, dragged his pivot foot, and walked. You talk about instant firepower off the bench. He's a freshman. We've got three more years of Jaden Wendell after this one.
Yeah. I mean, they're so young, and they're well coached. I can see that already.
Here is Anspaugh in backcourt. Long fly pattern down the floor, football-style throw for Osborne, and he can't catch up to it. It rolls into the end zone.
Oh, the ball was touched. That should not be coming back here, but I guess that's just a small technicality.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was touched, maybe not.
But he touched it on the end line before it went out of bounds.
He sure did, yep. He touched it down underneath the backboard at the other end. Ball should have been thrown in there. 1 minute even left here in the second quarter. Here is Botkins on the weave. It's Wendell. Looks like he's straddling the arc. He missed it from 19 short. Oh, what a follow. Nice play by Gubo to the rim. It won't go in. It caromed off. Rangers have the rebound. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's a cross-court pass. A dangerous one made by Covert. Right corner, Anspaugh. Oh, what a block on the inside. Beautifully done by Kleiman of Botkins. Trojans got the loose ball, brought it down the floor, and threw it long, out of bounds. That probably is about the only thing that needs cured for Botkins here in the first half. A few too many turnovers, especially in quarter number two.
Well, they've turned it 10 times, but a lot of the turnovers are trying to throw the ball and rain down the floor, so you can kind of semi-live with that.
Over-guarding foul on Botkins in backcourt sends New Knoxville to the foul line with a 1-1. Interestingly, Rangers one foul in the first half. That's the seventh on Botkins. Patrick Covert, 5'9", sophomore guard, makes the foul shot. He deserves the bonus. 40-21, Botkins leads. The Knoxville saw that 18-point deficit at the end of the first quarter get extended. They've crawled back now within 18. Two free throws made. Botkins shoots the quick three from the left corner. A long high archer by Gubo. It rattled out. Long rebound to Botkins. Three try by Wendell. It missed hard. Long rebound again to Paul. 14 seconds to go. Second quarter. Paul on the bounce. Throws it near side. It's telegraphed. Rangers break it up. Nearly steal. It's out of bounds. To Botkins with 7.6 to go in the second quarter. And the Trojans up 18. Here's Plyman inbounding on the play to Zane Paul. Hop, step, and a jump into the lane all the way to the rack. Scooped it, missed it. Rangers got the rebound. Here's a long full court heave out of bounds, and the quarter closes. Botkins would like to have a few of those last several possessions back when the Trojans either turned it over unforced or missed shots in the paint. But nonetheless, a very good first half from Botkins, which leads New Knoxville 40-22 after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And tonight, the radio on your phone is Botkins hosting New Knoxville boys basketball Saturday night style here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. And the Botkins 1994 state tournament team being presented with gifts and a small plaque here at the half of tonight's game. It was a club that went 21-6, finished second in the Shelby County League that year, roared through the end of the regular season, won the last seven, won three straight, then in the sectional, beating Rushi in the sectional final, won the district over Madeira, then beat Twin Valley South and Minster in the regionals, before dropping the state semifinal contest to Worthington Christian. Chuck, in just a minute, after you run down stats and give the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Report, I'll once again provide our listeners with the players and coaches of that 1994 team. Our halftime report here at intermission of this game between Botkins and New Knoxville is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Trojans lead it 40-22. Chuck, take a look at the numbers. Red hot shooting for Botkins.
Yeah, they shot the ball really well. Rebounded well, too. 15-9 rebounding advantage. 6-4 on the offensive boards. 10 turnovers for Botkins. 12 for New Knoxville in the first half. Botkins went to the free throw line twice, made them both. New Knoxville went 10 times, made 7. Individual scoring for the Rangers. They were led by Jared Osborne with 10. They got 8 out of Sammy Anspach. Then they got 2 from Covert and 2 from Poppy. They scored 4 in the first quarter, 18 in the second quarter, 22 for the half. Botkins, very balanced scoring. Jaden Wendell, the freshman, had 14, including 4 threes in the first half. Then they go down to Tyler Free with 7. They got 6 from Jacob Plyman, another freshman. Then, let's see, 3 each from Madden, Smock, and Gubo. They got 2 from Euchre, and they got 2 from Bryce Metz. They scored 22-18, and they lead it at the half 40-24.
Enormous first quarter for Botkins, which went up 22-4, got the first hoop, a 3 of the second quarter, to extend the advantage to 25-4. A great beginning to the game for new first-year head coach Sean Powell of Botkins. All not lost, though, for New Knoxville. Fine second period turned in by Mike Pyatt's Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, you can see some, they're coached. I mean, obviously they're coached. They're not an incredibly talented team for what we've seen so far. Osborne's pretty good. And Anspach, who's a 6'4 sophomore, had a nice first half. So they're going to get better. Mike Pyatt will do a good job with them, and these kids are going to learn as much basketball as they choose to learn.
Botkins Trojans leading New Knoxville 40-22. halftime break. A report at intermission brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to these anchor underwriting sponsors, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins Halftime. Botkins in front of New Knoxville, 40-22. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Local promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start over a dozen years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And during boys' games, we highlight a Shelby County League cheerleader. Tonight from Botkins, it's Liza Oslagi. She's got a younger brother, Reese, at Botkins, who's a seventh grader, by the way. Liza is a sophomore here at Botkins. Her favorite subject is English. She is the daughter of Bob and Clarissa. Bob, a Botkins graduate. Clarissa went to Wapakoneta, a fine 3.3 GPA for Miss Oslagi, who's active on the swim team. She serves Mass at church. She's been doing swimming for 12 years. Swim team member, as I noted, for Botkins, and also is a soprano in choir. She'd like to pursue graphic design eventually, but maybe the armed forces first. Liza Oslagi, Botkins cheerleader, a sophomore, daughter of Bob and Clarissa, our Local Equipment student-athlete spotlight performer tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Again, our underwriting sponsors here tonight include Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Go Goffney, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. I know most of you have heard of Brookins in Fort Loramie. Outstanding food. You'll love it. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. If you haven't been by, you need to stop. high quality, superb cuisine at Brookins. Carl Arnes, the new owner manager, puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. I say new owner-manager. Carl now has a full year under his belt after taking over for Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who did splendid jobs for about 12 years at Brookins. It's the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday night. And we had Carl on with us on Thursday after the Fort Loramie New Knoxville girls game, and he reminded us then, he gave our listeners full warning, Chuck. He said on Saturdays, hey, those pork chops that are a part of that pork chop special run out come 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I'm not sure what time it is now, Chuck. But
it's 8:12, so if they still have some, you're lucky.
Two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins on Saturday nights. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is simply no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookinspub.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. And don't miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture coming in all the time at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star white glove delivery at Goffney, plus a 30-day guarantee on your furniture purchase. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. We are here at halftime at Botkins, where the Trojans lead New Knoxville by a score of 40-22. And what is taking place right now is recognition of the 1994 Botkins State Tournament team. That men's club was outstanding and went 21-6 over the course of the entire season. They closed out the regular campaign with 7 straight wins and then continued that torrid streak in the tournament, winning the sectional final over Rushi, the district championship over Madeira, regional triumphs against Twin Valley South and Minster before losing a very tight, high-scoring affair to Worthington Christian in the state semifinal. Head coach was Tony Rogers of that 1994 state tourney Botkins team. Assistants, Brett Meyer, former head coach for 15 years here at Botkins, and Terry Finkenbein joined Brett as an assistant. Terry is now the junior varsity coach at Anna. Players on that Botkins team in 1994 that went 21-6 and advanced all the way to the state tournament semifinals were Jeff King, Pat Bueller, Jesse Kreitzer, Mike Maurer, former girls coach here at Botkins, Keelan Munger, Jason Rickert, Trevor Rogers, Josh Steinke, Jason Wendell, Jeremy Vick, and Phil Vhorn. Phil Vhorn, also a member of that club. Chuck, you said you recognized a number of those names. That was a high-powered, great offensive team for Botkins in 1994.
Yeah, I was a coach at Piqua, so and I kept the scorebook at the sectional tournament back in those days.
Okay.
So I got a close look at them, and we went to Columbus every year. It was just one of the most fun teams to watch. And the names that I remember are Wendell. He was a guard, and boy, he could just fly up down the floor. And then Steinke, Josh Steinke was a high flyer. And Vhorn, just names that I remember off the top of my head. They played Worthington Christian in one of the best games that I ever watched over at St. John's Arena.
Yeah, Wendell was a gentleman I met about 45 minutes before the start of the varsity game. Not a tall gentleman,
no,
clearly under 6 feet, but boy, he could light it up and could zip up and down the floor.
Yeah.
He was the playmaker on that Botkins club, which was very well-rounded
If you let anybody open shots, we're going to go in. And I think the Botkins varsity here tonight has taken a page out of that 1994 team's playbook, red-hot three-point shooting for Botkins here this evening against New Knoxville.
Well, you know, learn from it and watch how they succeeded. Talk to them. I mean, I don't know if kids go back and talk to adults these days, but they can learn a lot from what it took, because I guarantee you they didn't pick the basketball up on October the 30th and become that good a basketball team. They played constantly, and that's what kids need to do these days.
And that Botkins team lost six back in 1994, and I think through the first 11 games may have only been 6-5 before getting red hot. So it's a long season, and you grow, progress, and develop over the course of the campaign. And this year's version of Botkins basketball certainly has the opportunity to do just that.
Well, they're incredibly young. I mean, they got such talent as that young. So you're just impressed. And they're unveiling the Final Four.
It's a state of Ohio.
Yep.
It is adorned in gold and black Botkins school colors. And up in the upper left-hand corner of the state of Ohio, which is probably, what, Chuck, about 8 or 10 feet tall from top to bottom. We got 1994 in the upper left-hand corner, black on gold. In the upper right, that's in the upper left-hand corner. In the upper right-hand corner, up east of Cleveland, if you were envisioning this here on the web as we talk to you, is a basketball. And in big white letters in the middle of the state of Ohio, over the city of Columbus, perhaps, in big white letters, the words Final Four reversed out in white in a black background, and then boys basketball in lettering below the words Final Four, and the Botkins logo down at the very bottom of the state of Ohio. And it's probably a good, what, 10 by 10 or so, the entire, what should we call it? It's a huge.
That's why I struggle. That's why I quit. I couldn't think of what it was. What I would want to call that. It's not a banner.
No, it's a large sign or symbol.
Yeah. And for the kids that are playing on this team and in the future, there's a lot more wall space up there, so they can go ahead and do a few more of these, and they have plenty of space to put these plaques up there.
Yep, I was thinking the same thing. They can go from left to right and keep adding them over the next several seasons. Botkins has got talent in the pipeline, and the Trojans certainly will make their mark in the Shelby County League in the next few seasons. And I think this team has got the skill level, Chuck, to win maybe as many as four games in league play here in 2018-19.
Oh, I think they could actually, you know, they got a chance to upset. I mean, you got Anna, who I think is probably heads above everybody else. And last night they kind of proved that by taking Fort Loramie's best shot, because they did take Loramie's best shot last night.
Yep.
And still, defensively, they've been winning their games offensively. Defensively last night is what won the game for Anna, especially in the second half. But, you know, I mean, you got, they can certainly play with anybody, I think, in the league.
And have done so, losing close tilts to Jackson Center and Rushi so far. The one win in league action was on the road against Houston. Botkins 2-6 overall coming into tonight, 1-4 in Shelby County League play. Young Trojans well on their way to victory over New Knoxville here tonight, leading 40-22. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. We'll return with the second half. Botkins hosting New Knoxville here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We are seconds away from starting the second half tonight. It is Botkins 40, New Knoxville 22 on scoresbroadcast.com. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie and Buckeye and Ohio Mutual and others, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Here we go, underway third quarter, New Knoxville possession. Trojans starting out on defense. New Knoxville's got the ball deep in the right corner. Here's a long triple thrown up there by Anspaugh. Oh, my goodness, it was down below the rim, snapped out. Botkins got the rebound. Trojans up 18. Good inside post move. Hard to the rim, Plyman. In, out, no good. Stick back, yes, by Botkins. It was Spencer Euchre, from whom we've not heard much tonight. But the senior was on the glass. That dripped down the floor.
That was only his second basket and a heck of a rebound.
And we've got an inline violation against New Knoxville. The Rangers took the ball out of the net, tried to throw it in. Was the player moving at the end of the floor, or did he step in?
No, he was allowed to move. He did step in.
Here is Botkins entering the ball into the lane. Shot by Plyman. Four-footer, no good. Tip by Euchre is good. Spencer getting into the act right away at the start of the second half. Two quick goals for him. You're right, Chuck. After the made basket, you can roam the sideline. But there was a step-in violation by New Knoxville. Here's a steal by Botkins all the way to the rim. No good. Stick back is good. Nice play on the inside by Plyman. And New Knoxville sees Botkins pour in six quick points to start the second half.
And they were all on offensive rebounds and putbacks. So that's three offensive rebounds and 6 points. Yeah, Coach Pyatt doesn't like that in the least. That's a lack of effort.
Yep. Timeout Rangers, who are now down 24, opening seconds of the third quarter. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about her shop right here on Scores Broadcast. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi offers ear piercing, watch battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. The Jewelry Barn has a qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Plus, the price is just right. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, that's the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. After the timeout, the Rangers throw it away. It's Plyman barreling down the floor on the steal. Missed the gimme in the lane. Long rebound, though, to Euchre. Now to Zane Paul in the corner. Botkins tries to strike again. Trojans go opposite. Deep right corner, Euchre. Oh, what a beautiful pocket pass to Plyman on the interior.
Threw it behind the defender's back.
Wow. Botkins doing everything right tonight. Boy, the assist-making right now is beautiful to watch. Here's a near steal in the right corner by Botkins. Anspaugh is free. He goes baseline to the cup, up and in.
Pretty good-looking sophomore.
48-24. Botkins in the lead by 24. Trojans have the ball in the left corner. And a new Knoxville player stuck out the knee against Euchre. It's a common foul. 48-24. Botkins in front. Home-standing Trojans in the white jerseys, gold numerals, black trim. New Knoxville wears the red with dark gray numbers. What shade of red would you call New Knoxville, Chuck?
Kind of a scarlet, maybe.
Maybe a scarlet. And as we talked about what color that New Knoxville was wearing, what shade of red, that was
Gubo to the three.
Elliot Gubo launched in a triple. That's what, about 9 or 10 tonight for Botkins?
There's 3, Woo. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep.
9 total three-pointers by the Trojans who have been on fire from three-point land. And the lead has swelled to 51-24 until New Knoxville goes back door. What a play. Nice drive to the basket by Jared Osborne. Quickly shooting the three. Botkins again out of the corner. Yes. Josh Madden lights it up from downtown. Woo!
Why not?
54-26, Botkins, which came into the game not shooting threes very well on the year. But, boy, they have earned their stripes tonight. Botkins breaks up the pass. New Knoxville gets it back. It's Patrick Covert on the arc to Zach Davis. He drives lane. Back to Covert again. Right corner and Spa to Covert. Don't know where Covert was throwing. It's right into the hands of Gubo for Botkins. Down the floor to Paul. Shot fake on the arc. Here's Euchre finding Madden open. Deep three, left corner again. You can count it. My goodness gracious, Botkins is on fire. Torrid three-point shooting by the Trojans here tonight. 4:20 left to go here in the third quarter. 57-26 in favor of Botkins. On the arc for New Knoxville, it's Caleb Lagerman who's in, or I should say Lagerman's how it's pronounced, a 5'10 junior guard. Bounce pass on the play to Jared Osborne. He goes back door to the cutter, who catches beneath the rim and lays it in. Osborne with two more. 57-28. Botkins in the lead. Here's Euchre out of control, marching down the right baseline. A lot of contact below the backboard. Offensive foul against Euchre of Botkins. I said Euchre 21. Actually, it was 30.
Yeah, it was Madden.
Yep, Madden.
Well, he hit two threes in a row, so he's allowed to have a charge.
He bowled his way into the paint area and knocked down a red shirt. 57-28. The Botkins lead is 29 with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Anspaugh dribbles up the right side of the floor. He's doubled up on the play by Gubo and Paul. Botkins battles for the leather. It goes out of bounds. Almost a theft there by the Trojans. New Knoxville will throw in. Eight players in backcourt. Tenacious D all night long by Botkins, which intercepts. Wendell picked it off. Up the floor to Gubo, nearly walked to Wendell. Left corner jump shooter, long three by Gubo, missed one. Hit the rim, bounced down to Anspaugh for New Knoxville. Ahead it goes to teammate Zach Davis. Pass to Lagerman at the foul line. Look at that drive, right down the pike, all the way to the rack, 2 points. Caleb Lagerman, good play by him. Here is Gubo, baseline left for Botkins. Tries to roll the ball into the post. It goes over and back. Touched by New Knoxville. A scrum for it. It's a tie-up. It will be New Knoxville possession. It's 57-30. Biggest lead, Chuck, was at 29 points. 57-28. Good second quarter, though, by New Knoxville, which tied Botkins 18 points apiece.
Well, yeah, they scored well in that quarter, but
Botkins came back out in the third, just lighting it up again.
Rangers cannot defense the New Knoxville three-point shot, or I should say the Botkins three-point shot. Here's a good drive into the paint area by Jared Osborne up and in as he flipped it up over the lip of the rim and through. Here is Zane Paul catching on the arc for Botkins. Gave it up, got it back, rotates it to Wendell. Deep left corner, three ball by Wendell. He bangs it home. Another trifecta for Botkins. Wendell pours in number five. Count him. He's got a quintet of three-pointers tonight for Botkins. This little hotshot freshman is shooting like he's got a radar in his eyes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you go down through the people that are scoring, the people that are impressive are freshmen and sophomores.
60-32, Botkins midway, third quarter. Timeout Rangers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Do not forget, our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up next Thursday, January 3rd. Fort Loramie girls play at Anna. Anna on Fort Loramie's heels in the Shelby County League. In fact, the Rockets have not lost in league play. Neither has Fort Loramie, of course. Redskins last two nights defeated New Knoxville girls easily at Fort Loramie and then went to Ohio Dominican last night and clobbered Sugar Creek Garraway. Meanwhile, all Anna did on Thursday night, Chuck, was go to Versailles and knock off the Tigers on an Ella Dosick jump shot at the buzzer.
That should be a heck of a game.
And Anna Fort Loramie girls next Thursday. Long three-pointer tried by Botkins. No good by Paul. Rebound down to New Knoxville. Here's an off-balance one-hander right in front, put up there by Covert. Missed it, but he was nudged as he released the shot, and he earns two free throws. 2:02 to go here in the third. 60-32. Botkins over New Knoxville. First foul shot by Covert is in. 60-33. Enjoyed watching the Anna Rockets again last night. Fort Loramie, fast-improving boys team, gave the Rockets all they could handle. What I love about Anna, Chuck, everybody's a two-way player, offense and defense both.
Yeah, they played very well defensively.
Here is Botkins after made free throws by New Knoxville, guilty of an offensive foul baseline left.
Yeah, not sure where Elliott was going on that one.
Abgubo tried to stop on a dime about 10 feet from the hoop. Outside the paint area, baseline left, but he couldn't get halted, and a Ranger player was there and drew the offensive foul. 60-34, Botkins leads it, a minute 52 to go, third period. Backcourt, Rangers, dribbling up the right side. It's Zach Davis, now to Patrick Covert. Between the rings to Davis. Ball rotated far left side of the floor to Andrew Poppy, baseline right, Onspaugh, turns left open, rim the shot, rebound tipped away by the Rangers to the Trojans. Dribbling up the floor, Zane Paul, shake and bake move. Ball rotated, left baseline, Tyler Free on the go, missed it, eye off the glass, defensive foul as the Rangers weren't set. Two free throws coming here for Tyler Free. Minute 24 left in the third. Botkins in the lead by 26 points, 60-34. Free throw by Free on the way, got it. 61-34. Botkins Trojans are at Fort Loramie on Friday, January the 4th. And Chuck, we might consider that game to cover. That would be next Friday night, Botkins at Fort Loramie.
Oh, I think that's absolutely the game we ought to do.
Yep. One free throw made, one missed by Botkins. There's a drive to the basket by Lagerman for New Knoxville at the other end as the Rangers beat pressure. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound down to Botkins. open player, Connor Smock. Smock enters the paint area. Good on the eight-footer. He found a little alley right below the foul line.
Another sophomore.
Sophomore Connor Smock. He's made two fielders tonight. And he hit a flyer on the go, motoring below the foul line. Good touch by Smock. Here's Anspaugh, baseline right for New Knoxville. He forces his way into the lane. A lot of traffic. Botkins bumped him as he delivered the shot to the rim, and he's got two free throws coming. 41.3 to go, third quarter. 63-34 our score in favor of Botkins. Couple free shots here for Anspach of New Knoxville. Actually, the correct pronunciation is Anspaugh. He missed it long, no good. As I mentioned, next Thursday night, Fort Loramie girls at Anna. Next Friday night, more than likely, we'll cover the Botkins boys at Fort Loramie. And then next Saturday, we are up in the air about the girls' game in the afternoon. Could be Minster on the road at Van Wert Lincoln View. And Saturday night, January 5th, how about this marquee matchup? Marion Local at Anna Boys.
That'd be fun.
That's a headliner. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. 63-35 Botkins. Trojans work it around. They'll play for one. Out near midcourt, it's Wendell. Hand off on the play to Zane Paul. Left side of the floor, Tyler Free. Looks for the cutter inside. Rangers punch it up in the air. Loose ball picked up by Wendell. Head of the key, three ball. Good! A long one by Wendell. It rolled around the ring. Right down through it. Tickled the twine. Beautiful shot, but Wendell, man, he's got laser shooting skills for Botkins as the Knoxville dribbles down the floor, running out the final few ticks here in the third quarter. 66-35, Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. You've heard from a couple new underwriting sponsors here tonight, including Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch, and Maury's Landing Restaurant. That's Maury's Landing, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. A couple of new underwriting sponsors with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Glad to have along Maury's Landing and Regal Trophy and Awards. Botkins with possession. We initiate play here in the fourth quarter. Trojans have amassed their biggest lead, 66-35. Here's a long three-point shot. The kickoff play in the fourth quarter by Plyman of Botkins. It hits the rim, bounds right to Covert of New Knoxville. He dribbles down the floor, hands off to Zach Davis. Zach Davis barrels into the lane, runs over a Trojan. That's an offensive foul. Good setup on the interior. Was that Gubo or Paul? It was Zane Paul who locked himself outside the paint, and he attracted the charge. In fact, that's two charges in the span of a few minutes now that Botkins has drawn. Here's Spencer Euchre, fakes right, goes left, baseline to the rim, blocked away by Anspaugh of New Knoxville. Good effort. Minute gone here in the fourth, 66-35. Botkins leads, no one scored here in the fourth period. Andrew Poppy outside the arc on the left. Chucks up a three for the Rangers. It rolls off, and Botkins has the rebound. Here's Wendell quickly down the floor. Spot up shooter right corner. It is no good by Gubo. Rebound in the paint area is gathered by Poppy of New Knoxville. Rangers up over the timeline. Pass on the left to Zach Davis. Davis on the dribble, throws into the post. Ball entered left corner. Then right back to Jared Osborne inside. Missed it, no good. Followed by New Knoxville. It's missed, but a foul. Good effort by Poppy. He is awarded two.
Tell you what, it's too bad Osborne's a senior, because some of these younger guys are going to get better, and he would be a real nice centerpiece to go around this team.
Yeah, he sure would be. But he does graduate, leading scorer on the team, only young man in double digits for New Knoxville, which has Delta St. John's next Friday at home and Ada next Saturday at home. One free throw made, one missed by New Knoxville, 66-36. Botkins by 30. Here's Zane Paul in the forecourt. Coming out high to catch is Tyler Free. Outside the arc on the right, it's Madden. Ball thrown baseline right, and it's stabbed by the Rangers out of bounds. 6:13 to go in the fourth quarter.
I wish they were better, because I love doing games in that gym.
Oh, I love that.
That is a throwback gym.
Yeah. End of the floor mezzanine. You're looking right at the free throw shooter. And if you breathe real heavy, you can almost make the ball come out of the rim.
Oh, I wave. I've blocked three shots in that gym.
It's fun. What a perch. It is New Knoxville countering left to right, trailing by 30. Botkin scoreless here in the fourth quarter. Baseline right, it's Poppy. Fadeaway shot now. Eight-footer, no good. Strong rebound on the inside, but Botkin's well done. Wendell down the floor into the right corner to Madden. Behind him to Wendell, who sets and shoots. Long three-pointer, lipped the rim and came off. Nice rebound, though, by the Trojans. Euchre got it. Baseline right to the power forward, who dribbles off his right leg and out of bounds. Plyman tried to bully his way, but New Knoxville set up defensively. And the Trojans turned it over. That's the one play tonight for the one area of play for Botkins, which has been a bit spotty at times. Just a few too many floor mistakes. 66-36, Botkins leads it. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. It's been a very slow point-producing period. Foul, Botkins out high. Trojans pick up their sixth. New Knoxville in the 1-1 from here on. Only a scant point tallied in the fourth period. That a free throw by New Knoxville. Here's Jared Osborne. Travels into the lane. Leans in from 7 feet. Left it short. Got it back. Laid it in.
Good no call there, too.
Yes. Botkin's player flopped. There wasn't enough contact to warrant the foul. Here's a drive by Wendell right down the pike to the rim. Raked away by New Knoxville. And it goes out of bounds to Botkins. 4:49 left here in the fourth quarter. 66-38 Trojans. Botkins inbounds to Euchre in the right corner. Spencer puts it on the deck through the lane area. Leaves it for Madden on the arc. Look out. Got it. Madden way downtown. That was a high arching floater. Chuck, did I miss
that? That was Euchre.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was Euchre.
21-31.
Yep, 21, not 31. Here is New Knoxville down the floor in the right corner. Ball left behind for Anspaugh, who trails the play and misses the three ball. The board goes to Gubo for Botkins. Gubo down the floor into the post to Spencer. Euchre on the arc to Wendell. Here's a left corner three by Madden, and he buries it. Madden notches another three for Botkins, and the Trojans have been scalding the net all night long from three-point land. Red hot. New Knoxville simply not getting out on top of the three-point shooters, and you would have thought by now, Chuck, New Knoxville would have performed a little better defensively.
Yeah, well, you're down 72-38. They're lighting you up. They're hoping somebody's warming up the bus so it's not cold when they get on there.
Give credit to head coach Sean Powell of Botkins. You got to love the way Botkins doesn't dribble much. They whisk the ball around, alert, quick passing to the open player all night long.
I am very impressed with what they're doing offensively and defensively.
Here's Connor Smock outside the lane on the right. Goes high left to teammate Tyler Free. Free comes near side. Enters the paint area. Might have taken too many steps. Ran into a new Knoxville player, and that's called a charge.
You know, I love Brett Myers. I think he did a fabulous job here. There are just certain times that maybe they just need to hear another voice. They need to just see someone else, you know, step out there. And it's not because he's not a great coach, because he is, but sometimes you just need to change.
And now he gets a chance to go up in the bleachers and watch his
watch
son.
Watch his kid. He's a freshman.
Yep.
He's going to enjoy it. I did that when my son was a freshman.
Yep. Brett was here 15 years, and we applaud his effort. He did a great job, oftentimes with very little talent. Two missed threes by New Knoxville. Botkins has got the rebound, up 72-38 with 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Ball entered low on the right to Plyman. Plyman fumbles. Good defense by New Knoxville. Rangers come away with it. Forecourt right, it's Covert. Outside the arc to Anspaugh. 25 feet away, Covert. Clock winding down, 2:40 left in the game. Head of the key, Caleb Lagerman for New Knoxville. Right corner, Zach Davis. Now Anspaugh. Here's Covert. Here's Davis into the lane. Running one-hander. Hit the heel. Kicked off. Rebound Wendell for Botkins. Quickly up the floor, left corner. Tyler Free. Back to Wendell. He sets. Shoots. We can tell that one's off. A little left. Rebound down to New Knoxville. 2:20 left in the game. 72-38 Botkins. Forecourt right, Davis. Throws off into the right corner to Covert. Covert spins, goes foul line to Lagerman. Shot fake, puts it on the deck. Leaves it behind him for Covert. Now Davis, deep left corner on Spa. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. And then the Rangers throw it out of bounds near midcourt.
Well, they've cut their turnovers down to six in the second half, but it has a lot to do with Botkins have kind of backed off the pressure.
Yeah, Rangers have tried desperately to get in the face of three-point shooters, but Botkins finds the open man so well, and Botkins doesn't dribble a whole lot. The Trojans pass the ball quickly and beautifully.
Well, when you got six kids that have hit threes, it's hard to go find them.
You're right. Oh, yeah, when you've got six different young men nailing three balls, boy, you are throwing darts at a board trying to play defense. Here's Smock deep in the right corner for Botkins. 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Now Zane Paul. A variety of new players on the floor for the Trojans. Here's Zach Ware in, a 5'10 junior guard. And then a long three ball is pumped home by Botkins. Chuck, is that the seventh young man to shoot one in?
Seventh, yes.
And then Botkins steals the inbounds pass by New Knoxville. Top of the circle, Ware. Deep in the left corner, Paul. Paul has it yanked away from him, but a foul by the Rangers.
I don't have him on my...
Not sure who the bench player who just walked in for Botkins.
14's the one that scored the three, but I don't know. I don't want to say that it's
right.
Underwood, because it might not be.
1 minute left to go here in the game. That offensive foul by Botkins was more or less a turnover. And then New Knoxville answers with a quick driving layup down the floor by a new player in off the bench for New Knoxville.
Seth Davis.
Yes, Zach
Davis.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was Rylander Ness, a 6-foot sophomore who made it, but it was Zach Davis. 40 ticks left in the clock, 75-40 in favor of Botkins as both teams enter a host of new young men at the moment. 25 feet away with the ball for Botkins is Bryce Metz. Metz leaves it out back for a teammate who may very well be Seth Underwood, a junior. Not sure. 18 seconds left in the fourth. Ball thrown cross-court to Smock. Botkins is going to win it by 35. It's all academic now. Fans on their feet. New Knoxville's defense backs off. Trojans hold the ball out near midcourt. And the waning seconds run down. 2-1. And that is it. Botkins defeats New Knoxville easily, 75-40. A resounding triumph by the Trojans here tonight to take victory number 3 on the year. Botkins now 3-6 New Knoxville falls to 1-6. Watkins won 2 years ago here by a score of 53-46. But between 2016-17 and the year 2002-2003, in that season, way back in 02-03, Watkins beat New Knoxville 61-60. But from then all the way to 2 years ago, New Knoxville won every single game. But Watkins has now won two of the last three. New Knoxville won a year ago, 51-30, at the Rangers gym. Watkins won here 2 seasons ago, by 7. And tonight, Watkins belts New Knoxville by 35, 75-40. Low-scoring fourth quarter. Only 14 points were scored, 9 by Watkins, 5 by the Rangers. But the Trojans were exceedingly good tonight, shooting it in splendid fashion from behind the arc.
16 threes.
Wow.
And I'm going to take a look. They had made 45 threes total on the season.
And the shooting percentage from behind the arc on the year for Watkins,
it was 27%. But Wendell was shooting 35%. Gubo was shooting 38%. Wendell increased his shooting percentage tonight.
Yeah, if the Trojans can get a little more balance on the inside with Plyman and Euchre, and then continue to spread the ball around and improve in that three-point shooting department, who knows? Watkins could be a spoiler in the Shelby County League before it is all over. Trojans have won a road game in league play, having defeated Houston by 17 and gave Rushi and Jackson Center all those two clubs wanted, falling to Rushi by 5 and Jackson Center by 7. And that Watkins at Fort Loramie game next Friday night shapes up as potentially a pretty good contest.
I'd be excited to see. I mean, I guarantee you that Loramie's going to play better defense in the half court. But I know that Rushi was here tonight scouting. They got their eyes opened a little bit by what they can do. So
yeah, Rushi plays Fort Loramie on January 8th. Watkins has already seen Rushi. Of course, they meet next time around in round 2 of the Shelby County League round robin play. But Rushi's got its eyes on both clubs, especially Fort Loramie, which is upcoming on January 8th. Great win for Watkins tonight. A celebratory evening, which saw the 1994 state tournament team get recognized. Kudos to them. We've talked about them several times this evening. Brett Meyer, former Watkins head coach for 15 years, was an assistant on that 1994 club.
That was a great team. They were fun to watch.
Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners here tonight. Watkins dumps New Knoxville 75-40.
Well, for New Knoxville, they were led by Jared Osborne with 16, and they got 11 out of Sammy Anspaugh. On the other side, Watkins was led by freshman Jaden Wendell with 20, including 6 three-pointers.
And he did not even start.
I know. Well, you know. And then they got 12 out of Josh Madden and 10 out of freshman Jacob Plyman. I like to keep throwing out that freshman stuff because that's really impressive. But my Clancy's player of the game is going to be Jaden Wendell for the Trojans.
And Spencer Euchre, who averages 12 points a game on the year, scored how many?
He had nine.
Okay.
And they got 8 out of Free. They got 12 out of Madden. Madden hit 4 threes. I haven't even really talked them up. But he lit it up, too. That was a shooting clinic tonight.
Jacob Plyman is a key 6'5" freshman, and as he begins to hone his skills and learn what this Shelby County League at the varsity level as a freshman is all about, he'll get better and better, be more of a force in the middle, and that's going to aid Watkins immensely offensively and defensively. This club has needed height on the basketball floor, it seems like, for a decade.
Forever, right? Yeah. He's going to get stronger. I mean, they're going to have him in the weight room. He's going to become a bigger kid and be able to bang with some of those upperclassmen in the Shelby County League.
So once again, it's Jaden Wendell, freshman guard, 5'9", came off the bench for Watkins tonight. He scored 20 points. He earns the Clancy's Award Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's.
Ouch. Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, a long night of high school basketball here at Bodkin's this evening. We have given our underwriting sponsors plenty of good mention all evening long. Again, our anchors, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, thank you for the support at LaCal. We simply couldn't have gotten off the ground back in early 2007. Jeff Bray and I got ScoresBroadcast.com started. A founding sponsor, LaCal Equipment, and it came to the rescue. We're here today thanks to the start given to us by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. I want to mention Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. And don't forget Brookins. Outstanding eating on Saturday nights at Brookins, the pork chop special, if any pork chops are still left. That late night menu is a good one. Open till 2:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Brookins. And in Rushi, shout outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and an Anna Wells Brothers Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions, a couple of new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards, and Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362. That's a Minster address. Regal Trophy and Awards on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Thank you, Jerry Warman at Regal. Regal for the crowning touch. Chuck, we return to action following New Year's with a game on the 3rd, Thursday night. Fort Loramie girls at Anna. I don't know that anybody is playing any better basketball right now, boys or girls, in the entire region than Fort Loramie. Head coach Carlos Eagleston is clicking on all cylinders. Resounding triumphs, 3 in a row in the last several days, over Versailles by 23, then New Knoxville, 27, and Fort Loramie put a whipping on Sugar Creek Garraway at Ohio Dominican last night.
Well, they're, and you want to talk about a young basketball team, not a senior on the group.
Nope. And in fact, in that win over Versailles last Saturday, when the Lady Redskins widened the lead in that second quarter for about 4 minutes, 4 sophomores and a freshman were on the floor at one time.
Very talented.
Next Friday evening, more than likely, Bodkin's at Fort Loramie Boys. 8 o'clock tip on the web online at 7:40. And then 1 week from today, Saturday, January 5th, more than likely, Minster at Van Wert Lincoln View in the afternoon, a girls' game. And then that Saturday night, it will be Anna hosting Marion Local Boys. Two-quarter JV game tonight. Chuck, I did not observe the final tally.
Bodkin's won by like 7 or 8.
Okay, Bodkin's did win the two-quarter junior varsity tilt, and the Trojans take the varsity game with 30. And Bodkin's JV's won, and the varsity club, coached by first-year mentor Sean Power, Powell, I should say, simply devoured New Knoxville by 35 points. kudos to Coach Powell. He's got his team practicing the right things, that's for sure. Just need a little more size, a little more experience, a little more time. It's a club to be reckoned with in the Shelby County League and in the sectional tournament at Piqua, to be sure. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight on this Saturday from here at Botkins, where the Trojans have routed New Knoxville to the tune of 75-40.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.